Blog Talk Radio.
Turnbuckle Turmoil fans out there, welcome to the show here on another Sunday afternoon. If you're looking for some wrestling today, ACW happening in Orlando, Florida. Full Impact Pro also in Orlando. ADW in Jeffersonville, Indiana. NCW in Norton, Massachusetts. DSW in Troy, Michigan. SCW in Kiln, Mississippi, and of course up in our neck of the woods, we have NWA Blue Collar Wrestling at the North Portland Eagles in Portland, Oregon, and of course there's another small show happening, WrestleMania, happening in Orlando, Florida today. So lots going on. QT, huge day as always for the wrestling business, big or small.
Yes, and the sun is shining. It might reach 60 degrees today. Yes.
Quite possibly.
Now, Sanga, do you remember when the last time the Pacific Northwest, the Tacoma area in general, saw 60 degrees? Can you make a guess?
I'm going to guess October 3rd.
Not too bad. November 11th of all dates.
Yeah, I wasn't too far off.
Yeah, not too bad, yes. Well, I just bring this up because Ron Von Hess wanted me to ask you that trivia question. He did indeed, yes.
Now, did he talk to you last night at the La Poblanita venue?
I did not make La Poblanita's because I was on the campus of the University of Puget Sound till 5 o'clock.
Wow.
Actually,
were you in a track and field event? Did you do a few 800-meter sprints?
No, but I got on the track while they were running, yes. I'm semi-banned from the track.
Were you there to try to trip them?
I may have tripped one or two runners, yes.
Wow.
I tried to steal a pole vault pole. That was a thing. I was going to steal a pole vault pole and then deliver it to who's on first sports cards.
Wow. Well, I think the proprietor of that establishment is busy making amends with his brand-new girlfriend, whom he, in some instances, claims does not exist, depending on which personality he is at the time. But QT, today we have our Pacific Northwest Achievement Awards for 2016.
Oh, okay.
Looking back at the year that was 2016, which means it is not this year. It is not things that happened 5 years ago. 2016 is the eligible year for the criteria for our awards today. Are you ready to jump into some 2016 Northwest, meaning eligible candidates are from the Northwest, be it living here or having worked here on a regular basis, Northwest, are you ready to go?
I'm a fan. I'm more of a, not ready to jump, but hopping, yes.
All right. And Dimitri, are you with us?
Oh, yes, I am.
All right. Well, I think we'll kick things off with the brand new category. We'll get started with something we have not had on before. We are going to go with the social media go-getter of the year for 2016. Dimitri, I'll let you start with your candidate.
My candidate for it is also a person who just got on the scene, and he could be in what most people probably say is a breakout or a rookie of the year. Say, I've noticed whenever say I'm on it, he's always got a Facebook Live video streaming, hitting the Twitter. So I'm going to go with for my nomination, Just Exciting.
Very good choice. He's all over social media, the Twitters, the Facebooks, the Instagrams, does a lot to get his brand out there. Solid choice. QT, what about you? The social media go-getter, someone that has used social media to promote themselves.
Now, this might be a slight eye-opener for all you listeners, but I'm going to go with none other than Jason Solomon. Yes.
Ah, I can definitely see that. He is very active in Facebook, does a lot of Facebook posting, I believe, on Twitter, Instagram. He, of course, traveled back and forth between Texas and the Northwest. He was in two different areas, promoted both of those areas very well. I can definitely see it. Now, the person I have selected for the social media go-getter for 2016, Bad Blood. He is constantly on every form of social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, he is on it, constantly getting out there, travels quite a bit. He's always promoting every show he's going to be on, no matter what area of the country it's going to be. Tons and tons of videos, tons of postings, tons of tweets. So my pick is Bad Blood, the Ghetto Heisman.
Yeah,
everyone shocked?
Because all three of them go get, like I said, that's what I was talking about. Because those, like I said, whenever you go on there, like I said, first thing I do, check to see who's active, who's talking, and like I said, even with your nomination, Bad Blood, like I said, he's someone that pushes for that to make sure that you get your brand out, promote yourself, promote your promotion.
Absolutely. Like all three of those guys, solid choices, I think. Now, moving along, next category. Something that we have done before, but since we've not done these awards in general for a while, something that is overlooked oftentimes on the larger platforms of your national companies, but they're still running strong in the independents, that being Manager of the Year. So, Dimitri, whom was your pick 2016 Manager of the Year?
For my choice for Manager of the Year, I put on Mr. Tubbs.
Mr. Tubbs running roughshod all over WCWC. He was all kinds of successful in that company in 2016. Excellent choice. QT, your Manager of the Year for 2016.
Well, I got to tell you, son, Dimitri and I are seeing eye to eye because that was exactly my pick. Yes.
Very nice.
Not only
my Manager of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, he even got me a hot dog at one event. That put him way over the top. Yes.
Ah, so he bribed you for Manager of the Year.
I wouldn't say bribe, but.
All right. Well, my choice, a little bit different. My choice for Manager of the Year this year, Paul Moonshine. Paul Moonshine leading the Moonshiners to tag team gold. They are also NWA Pacific Northwest Tag Team of the Year again. Paul Moonshine leading them to their success. He also managed his nephew, Jason the Gift Kincaid. He also managed Casey Carlisle, his niece, when she was out here. Neither of them left with titles, but they were very competitive when they were up here in the Pacific Northwest. His nephew, Jason Kincaid, of course, shortly after that, appearing on Ring of Honor television, went on to sign with WWN, doing some Dragon Gate and Evolve stuff. Casey Carlisle, of course, all over the map. So he did very well in 2016, leading all the incarnations of the Moonshiners to quite a bit of success. So I will go with Paul Moonshine.
Thanks, yeah. That's going, like I said, even I say, got, like I said, so I'm sticking with mine, but even I got to admit, like I said, Paul Moonshine has been all over the map the year 2016.
Absolutely, and he kicked off that feud with Kevin Brandt that eventually, shortly into 2017, saw him wrestle one-on-one with Kevin Brandt. All right, next category. We have most improved, the Pacific Northwest wrestler that made the most improvements, be it in-ring or on the microphone or a combination thereof, someone that was much better in 2016 than they have been previously. So, Dimitri, we will once again start with you for most improved.
Once again, Sam, my nomination goes to someone, like I said, who is also could be considered, like I said, near the end of his breakthrough rookie year. He's been going all over, promoting himself, and I've seen, like I said, his presence on the microphone got so much better within the past year, 2016, and his ring work has definitely shown for with him just being able to translate from promotion to promotion. My person that I nominate him going for is Sonico.
Oh, very, very good choice. All right, QT, your most improved.
I'm going to say Adam X. I have seen him many times at La Problemita's in Bremerton, Washington, heads and shoulders above. I mean, you could see him progress almost match from match. Yes, Adam X.
Absolutely, went on to become a multi-time SCW heavyweight champion in 2016. Really the first year of his career, he was anywhere close to any championships.
I remember those years, that year.
Absolutely. Well, my pick for most improved is going to mirror Dimitri. My pick is El Sonico. He went from humble beginnings in the Pacific Northwest, where he did show flashes of a lot of promise, won some championships at a very young age. But in 2016, he sort of evolved, started working in a lot more places. He went to DOA, Project 42. He went up to Canada once or twice. So he's definitely getting out there, getting his name out there, has improved astronomically as far as a in-ring performer. So my most improved for 2016 is El Sonico as well.
For those like that pay attention, especially for the Pacific Northwest season, I mean, you can see within that year alone that, like I said, even say without title, title wins or rings or nothing, just the improvement of him in the say ring and then to be able to expand upon just the few promotions that he was doing for the previous years. So, like I said, that's why I would say I'm glad to nominate him for me.
Next award, something that young wrestlers everywhere can relate to, the Rookie of the Year. The Rookie of the Year is someone that has 2 years or less experience as a professional wrestler, that has had the most success as a wrestler. Pretty self-explanatory here. Dimitri, your Rookie of the Year.
Took me a long time. I was looking, especially that added on to say people that went through and, like I said, was able to get exposed within the Pacific Northwest area, that say, because even some of them say they've been wrestling a little bit longer, like I said, but once you hit the rings and people noticing you appear, pick a momentum. And I'm going to go with the dynamic one, Rook Kelly.
All right, the Curtis Hughes trained Rook Kelly. QT, your Rookie of the Year.
Well, Rook Kelly is a solid choice. I have had my eye on that man, Rook Kelly, but I'm going to go with Dominic Hess.
All right. Yeah, Dominic Hess. He's been around the business for all of his life, essentially, but as far as entering competition, still a rookie, and he has improved dramatically. He's gotten better and better in his rookie year, so I think that's a very solid choice as well.
And I always remember Dominic Hess as a junior high kid refereeing at Portland Wrestling Uncut, where Roddy Piper was present and gave props to a young Dominic Hess.
And he has morphed and evolved into a great professional wrestler as well. He's able to do pretty much anything out there. Solid choice. My Rookie of the Year going to differ from the two of you as well. My choice this year, he didn't wrestle extremely often in 2016. He was selective of where and when he worked, but when he did, he looked like someone that had far more experience than he actually does. My choice, Robert Von Lundwig.
Wow.
Yeah,
Robert Von Lundwig out of the Black and Brave Academy in Iowa, a student of Seth Rollins, looked amazing out there. I thought he had far more experience than he did, but when I was seeing him, he was in his very literal first matches. That's how good he is. Sky's the limit for him. 2016 was a great first year for him, even though he wasn't overly active. When he was, you could see great potential in him. All right, moving things along. The next one, also pretty self-explanatory here. Tag Team of the Year. The best tag team in the Pacific Northwest in 2016. There were a lot of great choices out there. But Dimitri, your choice for Tag Team of the Year for 2016.
My goodness, 2000. I got to say, basically, in 2016, I got to say it was the year of tag teams. I mean, there was a lot of tag teams that worked together, were fluid. I mean, and most of them had title reigns. That was, for me, a hard pick for them because I was just reviewing over videos and stuff. And then also people that, you know, besides the ring work, who the crowd went for. And my nomination for the Turnbuckle Turmoil Tag Team of the Year would be the Sieges, Tommy Lawless, and the As Is No Warranty.
All right. Lawless and As Is, great tag team. QT, your Tag Team of the Year for 2016.
Well, I got to tell you, Stein, Paul Moonshine and I had a rough patch there at the start of 2016. As you know, I challenged him to a stepladder match. He even hunted me down and stalked me at Blue Collar Wrestling. But we kind of see eye to eye. I came very close to nominating the Moonshiners for Tag Team of the Year. But I'm going to have to go with a team I saw recently in downtown Seattle, the Glory Holes, Dave Turner and Christopher Ryzik, the Glory Holes.
They actually had a great 2016. That's when they were starting out as a tag team. They were undefeated as a team in 2016, as a matter of fact. Great choice. My 2016 Tag Team of the Year, I'm actually going to go with the Role Models. The Role Models had a great year. It was up and down for them. There were people in and out of that faction, but the Role Models as a team, no matter which version they sent out there, usually had tag team gold around their waist. So I'm going to go with the Role Models as my Tag Team of the Year.
I would like to see that as a three-way tag team match right there.
Bookers, if you're listening.
I'd like to see the Role Models go up against the Glory Holes.
Absolutely. Well, moving right along, the next category we have up here is also self-explanatory. Woman Wrestler of the Year, the woman wrestler that had the best success in the Pacific Northwest for 2016. We will start out with Dimitri.
All right, that was a very hard one because, like I said, the few that we have up here were all great, and it was hard to go split to that decision. Like I said, once again, for me, it was down to the wire, and I think, like I said, pretty much, so I had to break it down to the top two and then finally settle for one, and I think probably my other one would be probably said by one of y'all two also, but my nomination and top vote for Female Wrestler of the Year would be Sunny Days.
Sunny Days had a great 2016.
Most definitely.
QT, your Woman Wrestler of the Year for 2016.
Well, I got to tell you, Sunny Day, this might raise a couple of eyebrows, but I'm going to go with Phantasma Ekis. I saw her get the win over Adam Hicks in a very brutal match at La Problemitas. Well, not exactly brutal. She was applying a Hurricane Rana on Adam Hicks, and it was the only time in Pacific Northwest history where I heard a, "I'm sorry," as she executed a move. Therefore, Phantasma Ekis gets my vote. Yes. Much improved, Phantasma Ekis.
She also had a very, very good 2016. Definitely was in Washington and up in Canada quite a bit. So good, solid choice. It was tough for me as well. The few women that we have up in this area, all very, very deserving. But ultimately, I'm going to go with Sunny Days, because she had an absolutely phenomenal 2016, defeated Kelly Klein of Women of Honor in a tag team match, had a very competitive match against her one-on-one. She also was victorious against both Casey Carlisle and Crash Shella in a triple threat match. She defeated Fawn Fierce several times in 2016. She defeated Crashella a multitude of times in 2016. Definitely had a great 2016. So I'm going with the woman who won the NWA Pacific Northwest Ladies Championship during 2016, Sunny Days.
Since she even been traveling up top to Canada too.
Yes, she has been the last year or so.
now giving her the label of freaking international superstar.
That is very accurate. Now, moving along, of course, we have something else extremely self-explanatory, one that all the wrestlers crave here in the Pacific Northwest. I'm sure I'll get a lot of angry phone calls from every person that did not win it, but there can only be one from each of us. So without further ado, 2016 Wrestler of the Year, Dimitri.
I'm going to go that mine's went to a guy that's been kicking butt up and down the West Coast, from up top to Canada, down to California IA, and wherever he go, whether if he wasn't holding the title, either the crowd really loved to hate him or love to cheer for him, but I think he had more of a love-to-hate situation, and he even had great dominance back here in Seattle. My vote nomination goes to no other than the man with the bionic elbow himself, Mike Santiago.
Very solid choice. He was all over the Pacific Northwest in 2016 as well. Had great matches with a lot of different people because he worked in a lot of different places. QT, your 2016 Wrestler of the Year.
Well, this is a pretty easy one for me, Sign Guy. I always like traveling down to Blue Collar Wrestling. And every time I did so, this man amazes me. He also has lost a whole bunch of weight recently. And part of his wrestling training in the ring has been kind of curtailed by a new sport, powerlifting. I'm going with Buddy Holly.
The Lost Soul, he did have a great year. He was the NWA Pacific Northwest Heavyweight Champion for a very long stretch in 2016. He held that title for quite some time in 2016. Had very memorable matches in 2016 with the likes of Tommy Celsius, Gregor Petrov, Aries Toretto. Lots of great matches out of Buddy Highway. He also was a regular in Spokane during 2016. So he was doing some traveling. Great choice there.
I like to add on
now
to that.
My...
don't want to insult no one, but I think he pretty much helped single-handedly help Spokane with that. I mean, the man brought a name and attention to that, to the promotion. The promotion was doing good, but he helped take it to a new level within the year 2016.
Absolutely. My pick for 2016, also out of NWA Blue Collar Wrestling, the man that held the NWA Continental Championship for all of that year. He was champion not only for them, he held some of the local Pacific Northwest titles. He held titles in other parts of the country representing the Pacific Northwest. That, of course, Bad Blood.
Oh, man, yeah. That was someone I was considering for another category. The dude definitely... I mean, for years, I mean, 2016 was a year, but for years he's been holding it down. And, I mean, once he became the Intercontinental Champion for NWA, that really just cemented him down, let him know that he's not just a Pacific Northwest mainstay, but he is a traveling wrestler.
Absolutely. He had an absolutely outstanding 2016. Faced a lot of incoming talent as well. He was in there with the likes of Kevin Sullivan as a tag team partner. He faced against the Honky Tonk Man. He faced Jason the Gift Kincaid. He faced a multitude of people. He was traveling in the first half of 2016 to Indianapolis almost on a monthly basis to NWA Circle City. He was one of the participants for the NWA in one of their feature matches at the Cauliflower Alley Club convention. We had an amazing 2016 and was one of the few wrestlers in the Pacific Northwest that not only traveled up and down the Pacific Northwest, but traveled all over the country.
Indeed.
Next category, also something that is pretty self-explanatory here, and I'm sure I'll also get angry phone calls from a multitude of people over this one. 2016 Match of the Year.
Ooh,
Dimitri.
That is why my phone number is unlisted. You gotta catch me backstage. But seriously, my vote nomination, like I said, there's been a lot of matches, but this one, like I said, might break tradition. Instead of most of the time we always went with a single match, this one was a tag team match. And for my match of the year, I will go get some, like I said, was already nominated for a tag team of the year and got another person who won from another category. My tag said match of the year was the Glory Holes versus Ethan HD and Mike Santiago.
From Project 42.
Yes.
Yes, I remember that match. That was a great match.
Yeah, still, like I said, that was a great match. I mean, it had everything, and like I said, and the crowd was drawn in for the action. Even if it was just five people, the five people probably would have just lost their minds just being emotionally involved within that match.
QT, your choice for 2016 Match of the Year.
Well, I got to tell you, son guy, it comes down to singles and tag team competitions. Surprisingly, the match we last saw in Port Orchard brings up two of my choices. For tag team, I'm going to have to say Chef and Sonny O'Houlihan versus the Free Radicals. With their manager.
I believe you mean Sonny O'Mara. And that was clearly in 2017.
Oh, okay. Well, I was hoping to go back in time, yes. back in time, yes.
That would be into the future, I believe. Do you have a 2016 choice?
I'm going to have to say Ian Bear versus Randy Zellers late last year. They left it all out on the match. These two former Psi Epsilon Zetas, I believe that's the correct fraternity, brothers, now turn bitter enemies toward each other. So late last year, I'm going to say Ian Bear and Randy Zellers.
All right. My 2016 match of the year, I'm going to go with the second one in a series that they had at Project 42. It was the main event of the second ever Project 42 show. It was just after one of the participants had signed with Evolve. In fact, my 2016 match of the year, Big Jack Cunningham versus Darby Allin in a Falls Count Anywhere match.
Darby Allin will be back this weekend.
Yes, he will. And that match at Project 42 they had, outstanding. As usual, when I'm in the ring with Darby Allin, I feared for the man's very life. But he and Big Jack put on a classic. Fans were just losing their mind at how good that was. When you got two Buddy Wayne students in there, good things almost certain to happen. So that is my choice for the match of the year 2016.
Yes, Yes, I was there for that. That was a great match. Wow. So, wow, it looked like within our personal nominations before we round up, looked like Project 42 definitely had a kickoff year for 2016.
Absolutely.
Well, according to my list here, that is all of the categories we had. Was there anything else that we might have missed that we should jump into real quick? Dimitri, you got anything?
Not really, because I was thinking of other ones, but I wanted to keep it, say, Mean Gene, so we could say it in the main listing so we could decide. And it was cool trying to come up with a concept for a new one, because I could see that one definitely getting attention and seeing other people using that one. Because we had other ones, but this year wasn't too many picked for, like, photographers. I noticed we didn't, because we usually have a photographer and videographer of the year. But
I think if anyone other than Emily won that award, she would shank all of us without hesitation.
So we'll leave that definitely unmentioned then. And like I said, maybe I'll set up something and see if there's a fan favorite. Get the fans talking about it. People go on Turmoil Facebook and see if there was a fan favorite listing. But like I said, otherwise I think what we did was pretty much cool. Said look like we came close to agreeing to a lot of categories. We pretty much agreed on certain ones.
Absolutely. Now, there is one that Beast Barnett threw out there, and Beast Barnett unable to be with us today, but why don't we go ahead and run through Beast Barnett's category just to appease him.
Let's do it.
Best dressed in 2016. Dimitri, who is the best dressed?
Ooh. The best dressed. You mean as in ring attire, outside the ring, all around?
I believe he was going for all around.
All right. Wow, like I said, two comes to mind. Say, my first one, like I said, who also put on for my social media go-getter, was just exciting. Say he got some pretty wild ring gear. He goes from the extreme from animes and his custom one. And then when he's out the ring, especially of late with him being a champion, he dresses the role of a champion. That would definitely be my first one. And my second one for ring gear, just because I love the representation of the grunge in Seattle scene, would be Kevin Mathis.
Very,
like
very good
grungy,
choices.
Grungy, grimy Seattle feel. I mean, if you're representing the grunge scene right there, boom. That's a style of dressing for me, so therefore, yeah.
QT, your pick for best dressed of 2016.
All right, I definitely have someone picked out there. But before I comment on that, Sun Guy, I'd like to maybe pick or mention a wrestler that's kind of, in my opinion, overlooked, but he's proving to be an almost immovable force in the ring. Sometimes it takes 2 to 3 men to beat him down. This man reminds me a little bit of King Kong Bundy. I'm talking about Tyson Tank. Look out for big things for Tyson Tank in 2017. Just a heads up to all our listeners. Tyson Tank.
All right. Now, is he your pick for best dress? Is that what you're getting at?
No, he's right in the meaty part of the curve. But I'd say best dressed, surprisingly, and this might raise some eyebrows, is referee Ian Sutherland.
Uh-huh, I can see that.
And he just beat out Paul Moonshine by a razor-thin margin. Paul Moonshine.
Now, to be fair, he was not a referee until 2017. He was on the ring crew, though, for 2016.
but he was avidly researching the role of the referee in late 2016 from my sources in Shelton, Washington. Yes.
That is confirmed he was. We'll go with it.
Oh, okay.
Now, my pick for best dressed in 2016, based mostly on the deafening crowd reaction on his attire whenever he appeared, I'm going to go with Nick Catford Ratford.
Oh, yeah, the cat singlets, man. The cat singlets do definitely get a reaction from the crowd.
Every time.
Yeah, there's no denying of that.
All right, well, QT, were there any nominations or categories that we may have missed that you were expecting to have here today?
Yes, there was one category that I thought of. Most wrestler we haven't seen for quite some time, maybe even extending as far back as 2015, who you would most like to see come back in the Northwest.
All right, we can hit that. Dimitri, your pick for someone MIA that you most want to see return for 2017, someone that was MIA in 2016.
Oh, that was MIA in 2016. Oh, wow. I think that is beyond me because I can't even think of, there's no one personally that I think of that just actively did not wrestle in 2016. You know, disappeared for a while and came, I mean, even if they wrestled a couple of times. So for me, I'm going to have to say I have no nomination for that category.
All right. QT, your pick for this award?
I'm going to say Psycho Sailor. Boy, I miss his YMCAs. The whole crowd would get into it. The only time I've seen as much pop is probably the Reno Scum. But that was back to like 6 years ago, 7 years ago. The Reno Scum got very good crowd interaction, you know, with the Oi chant and the fist pumping. But Psycho Sailor actually had people dancing to YMCA in the aisles. Yes. Please come back, Psycho Sailor. I'd like to be an apprentice seaman on your rowing crew. Yes.
Well, you are in luck because Psycho Sailor recently resurfaced and he's running his own promotion in Portland. So you got your wish.
Woo-hoo.
Good choice. See, I would have to go with my partner in the Venture Guys, Dash Venture. He was not around in 2016, had his last match that I know of in 2015, if we're not counting a battle royal he did at his wedding. So, yeah, I will say Dash Venture.
Wow, that's a solid choice, yes. It was a nice wedding, too.
It was. I believe that was the last time he got in the ring. I don't even know if he was fully expecting to get in the ring during the wedding, but yeah, I believe that was the last time he was in one. Prior to that, he had a few appearances at Northwest Pro, quietly stepped away from there, and I don't think he had any formal matches in 2016.
Wow. And I also like, in addition to Psycho Sailor, to extend it to Pole Frog. Pole Frog.
Ah, there's another good choice.
Wow,
Pole Frog. We've not seen him in a long time.
Oh, yeah, that's a name I almost forgot.
Yes.
All right, then I guess if I was to create a new category following on, say, what QT was said, I think the category would be like, say, my category I'm going for is Look Who's Back. Someone who came back with a strong appearance, haven't been, like I said, who haven't been around, but made a return, and that appearance they made was definitely impactful. And like I said, in this moment I thought about it because it was just that wild, was when Daifula Dabashi reappeared back at SCW out of the blue. No one knew that he said was around and attacked Von Erich.
Absolutely. I remember that. It was the same show in which Casey Carlisle made her SCW debut. Dabashi is in and out real quick. He promised he could show up at any place at any time, and he kept that.
Because it looked like it, for a moment, reunited a feud between him and Hess.
Absolutely. He kind of moved away from that awfully quick and set his sights on someone else that may have had a beer bottle broken on their head.
Well, I gave him a taco with pork in it. I mean, beef in it.
Yeah. Accidents happen. Well, let's see. For my pick, I'm going to say someone that we saw reemerge at the very tail end of 2016, I believe. He had lost a Loser Leaves Town match and had to pack up and go home. Tex Thompson. Tex Thompson came back. Tagged Iron Man and came right back into the forefront there when Iron Man stepped aside. Tex Thompson being brought back as an active wrestler by new company owner Leon Knight very late in 2016. So we had not seen Tex Thompson at all in 2016 until the very end of the year. So that's my pick.
Good old Tex.
Very nice. Yes. Yes.
All right, does anyone have any other categories we should hit on really quick? I'll take that as a negative. Well, as always, the achievement awards, a lot of fun to do. Hopefully we won't get too many angry Facebook messages and tweets and phone calls and physical threats in locker rooms over this. But lots of wrestling out there today. WrestleMania, of course, about to go down. Pre-show will be happening in just a few minutes. A few independent shows wrapping up in the Orlando area. There's independent shows running today. So if you're a fan of independent pro wrestling, not a fan of the national promotions, get out there, find one of the independents running, support them. We will be back with you next week. Next week, Trainers Day on Turnbuckle Turmoil. Next Sunday, we will have some of the men that are responsible for training some of the stars that you love, some of the rookies that you've not seen yet, guys that teach the new crop of professional wrestlers. So we will have a group of trainers on hand to talk about that aspect of the business. It should be really, really interesting, I think. And we will be back with you for that next week, next Friday, of course. Randy Zeller's scheduled to be with us, one of the fellers. We'll talk to you next week, fans.